We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour from Petco Park. We're a year from now. Gonna be a little hectic.
Yeah, looking forward to that, though.
2016 All-Star Game coming to downtown San Diego. It'll be the third Major League All-Star Game played in America's finest city and the first at Petco.
I'm glad the Padres getting you to have a bunch of core people back in Cincinnati for the All-Star Game.
You got to learn.
Yeah, you do.
You got to learn.
It's
and
the internal parts of it that makes it all happen.
That's really good.
That's
it. So one of the core people, as you put it,
right,
who is there, is our buddy Mike Grace. You see him on the show sometimes. He is also one of the guys that runs all like the game entertainment for the Padres. So, I mean, that's everything from the player intros to the mascot, all that kind of good stuff. And Mikey joins us now on the Cholula Hotline from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. How was that derby, man?
The derby was unbelievable. The energy here, and the Reds fans are really, really good fans. I know we talk about the Cardinals and what they do. The Reds fans are really good baseball fans, too. And to have their guy in the home run derby was just absolutely electric last night.
Yeah, it really sounded like it every time he came up, Gracie. I love seeing hearing that, though. It was exciting to see a Red there in Cincinnati. Great to see all of them getting behind it.
It was really fun. Like I said, it was electric for him. But even better, like Jock Peterson faces him in the finals. And everything he does, they're booing. They're rooting against him so hard, which was great. And it was so fun to see him do it and actually earn it. I mean, he really had to put up a big number to beat Jock Peterson there. So all I can really hope is that there is a Padre in that home run derby because it makes all the difference in the world to that home crowd. And it makes it so fun.
Yeah, no, I imagine the Major League Baseball's got to think about trying to get a hometown guy in every year now just because of the way that went. You've been at a lot of sporting events in your life, obviously. You've been lucky. You've gotten to go to big ones. You're down on the field for this thing last night. I mean, where does the electricity rank as far as some of the things you've attended?
It's definitely really high on the list. I mean, just being around Reds employees, Reds fans, to see the city all in red, you knew what it meant in the pregame introductions when they introduced him to the crowd. You knew it was going to be really special. And with this new format that it seemed to really go over so great with the fans and the contest, it really allows for these guys to get out there and swing. They're not worried about making outs. They can just go out and swing freely. And you get to see these guys really take their best swings. So, but for me, that was definitely top of the list, just being around so many excited people. To see their hometown guy win, that was really, really fun.
And you know, Mike, the new format, though, we've talked about it before. I think everybody really enjoyed this new format. And even the players, that look a lot more relaxed going through the home run hitting, you know, contest. And I love that format. And I think you're going to find maybe more guys wanting to be involved in the home run hitting contest in the future because of the new format.
I really agree. I think it takes a lot of the pressure off those guys. When you have those finite number of outs, there's a little more pressure to make those swings really valuable. Now you can just swing away. It's a little more like BP where you guys see these hit home runs. So a Bryce Harper or a Mike Trout, probably they're not going to be worried about going out there and you know, maybe making an embarrassing appearance. So it really did help. And to be honest, you know, things got changed because of the weather situation, but it really was a blessing in disguise because 5 minutes was a little long, and some of the other rules that they had in place I think would have made it even longer, and it might have been a four-hour show, but the way they cut back because of the rain really helped it make just the right amount of show, and some of the rules were a little complicated. This simplified everything and made it really fun, and I mean, how perfect that Todd Frazier goes out there with his bonus time, and that's when he wins it.
And you know, also that, you know, that bodes well for us next year. Now we know the formula.
Guinea pig.
Yeah.
Guinea pig.
That's really great that we can modify it a little bit and even make it better.
Yeah. No, yeah, go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think one thing that they should do, because I think one thing you did learn is that it's incredibly valuable to be the higher seed, because if you get to go second and say you pass the guy you're playing, you don't have to keep swinging, so you can save some energy. So, you know, you see something like this, so you start bouncing ideas on how to make it really cool. If there's a hometown guy, he should be the number one seed automatically. I think that would make it so much more fun to make sure he always has a little bit of an advantage, because it does make for such a better derby, and, you know, it's going to be even better for the fans if that guy has the best chance to win.
That's a good idea. I like that. I wouldn't have any problem with that, which, of course, is very easy to say when the next home run derby is going to be played here at Petco Park. All right, so what were you looking at, you know, like logistically? You know, we were kind of describing your job a little bit and some of the things you do. Well, what are some of the things you're trying to pick up on for next year?
So you're just going through everything that they do. There's so many different events and so many people that make it happen. You really rely on the community a lot. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities and for people to get involved and to see how to help coordinate those folks and the things that they're going to do. There's a lot of rehearsals being on the big national television audience. You want to make sure that you're putting the best step forward. So every single event that happens on the field, you're going to have a rehearsal for. So I'm able to see the process, and then, you know, being around baseball and doing some of the things we do, it translates. So, you know, they'll give me odd jobs to do here, help out with certain things in the pregame ceremonies tonight, very similar to what we do at Petco Park on a day-to-day basis, just on a grander scale. So you kind of see all those things, get your hands in it, and have a better understanding of how to make it run better for next year and hopefully put on the best show that they've ever seen.
I would assume that you've been running into a few Padre employees as well.
Yeah, no, a lot of them are here. And we actually had a really, really nice tour with some of the MLB folks a little while ago who shockingly were able to take some time out and just show us the operation, what it takes, because there's so many spaces around the ballpark that they need to make this event go. And it's just a really, really big operation. So saw a lot of those folks, saw a lot of people taking a lot of notes. And just, you know, I think we want to put the city, the ballpark, and the organization on the best foot with this game.
Now, Mike, we had a chance to get outside of the ballpark, though, like the Fan Fest or any of the other activities that they're doing there in Cincinnati?
Not too many of the other activities. Been pretty buried here at the ballpark. The Fan Fest is right across from our hotel. It's pretty similar. They do increase every year, make it a little better, but you know what you're going to get. It's a really fun experience there. We saw the fun run they did. It was right here at the ballpark. That's one thing about Cincinnati that's worked pretty well is everything's very condensed in their downtown, so their events can be fairly close. The excitement in the city is really fun to see, and I can't wait to see that for San Diego. Everybody getting really excited to put their city on the national map and even the world map to really highlight everything we can offer.
I was going
to
say, how pumped are you right now for next year?
Especially after the Home Run Derby,
yeah.
And you've talked about it with that Western Metal building, and I just imagining somebody getting one on the roof or hitting the second deck in right field, that really, really got me fired up. And there's been so much work that these folks have had to do because of the rain around here, and luckily that's something we don't usually have to deal with, so that's going to make the operational side of this a lot easier for most of these folks, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah, no, I would certainly think that'll be the case next year. Mike Grace from the All-Star Game in Cincinnati. Tonight you get to sit back and enjoy, or are you being put to work?
Pre-game, I'm going to be working. I'll be down on the field. Hopefully you don't see me on TV because we try to stay behind the scenes a little bit. But once the game gets going, then I get to kind of see the operation, see the in-game flow, see how that goes, and hopefully take some notes for next year. But once the pre-game's done, I'm going to hopefully enjoy this game, and hopefully the National League wins it.
Very nice.
There you go.
Mike Grace on the Cholula Hotline. Mike, appreciate it, man, and have fun tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. See you guys in a couple days.
Thanks, Mike.
Awesome. Mike Grace on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres.
That's great. You can hear the enthusiasm in his voice.
I'm like ready to fast forward to next July, I mean, which is crazy. Like, I'm ready to go, man.
Yeah.
That it seems like so much fun. I've never been to an All-Star game. I've never been to one. So, you know, just from, like, the little boy fan part of me,
yeah.
I am I'm psyched.
I'm sure
psyched.
There'll be a lot of things to do. You'll be busy.
No, I won't be bored.
No, you won't be bored.
I'm not worried about boredom next year, believe
not
me.
Not an option.
No, probably not. All right, cool. Hey, we'll take a break. And on the other side, I want to get into that youth movement we were talking about and some of the reasons why these young guys are contributing at such a big level, and why maybe some of the older guys are contributing less than they ever have before. We've also got questions and comments coming in on Twitter. Remember, you can hop on board with that. Just use the hashtag PadresSH. Take a break. Do that when we come back. This is Padres Social Hour live from the AMR studio at Petco Park.